Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Get out your boom boxes and your 19 jerseys, everybody, because Deebo Samuel is back.
Deebo, whoa, Deebo, whoa.
The Niners agreed to a one-year contract with Samuel up to $7 million. No more specifics on the financials there. Multiple 49er players, including Kyle Juszczyk, Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, George Kittle, and others all celebrated the move on social media. Now, if you weren't paying attention last year, you can be forgiven. Deebo had 72 catches for 727 yards and 6 total touchdowns with the Commanders. He did catch passes from 3 different quarterbacks, and only one of them was any good: Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and Josh Johnson. Deebo also averaged 10 yards per catch, which was the lowest of his career. As of right now, we don't know what Deebo's role with the Niners is going to be. We know, of course, that Kyle Shanahan absolutely loves him. And obviously, Kyle could not resist bringing back one of his favorite all-time players, considering the 49ers' situation at wide receiver. Christian Kirk is out with an injury. Ricky Pearsall, obviously, is out with that PCL. It's a bunch of okay at wide receiver. I mean, look at who took snaps at that position last year. Malik Turner, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Russell Gage, Kendrick Bourne. Kyle was probably desperate for somebody that has at least a chance of making a big play. We don't know if Deebo Samuel is still that guy, but I kind of agree that it might be worth finding out specifically at that contract number. For what it's worth, Deebo was still 7th in ESPN's run after catch score in 2025. We'll probably hear more about this from interim head coach Chris Forster, who is scheduled to speak from the podium after today's padded practice. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday: Tom Brady is apparently still salty that the 49ers did not draft him to start his career. I guess multiple Super Bowls and essentially 2 different Hall of Fame careers later, he's still not over it. If you want to find out why, click the link in the description. One thing to watch: I went live after the Deebo Samuel news broke yesterday for an instant reaction podcast. If you haven't checked that out, I will have the link in the description. One thing you might have missed: while we don't know the official injury for Ricky Pearsall, Matt Maiocco did go on KNBR yesterday and said this.
If surgery is required, he's going to miss the season. He's going to miss the entire season. And I know, you know, even looking at it objectively, you're like, gosh, you know, this happened the second day of training camp where the swelling became so bad that they have to back him off and kind of seek medical advice, and he'll determine what they're going to do. The idea and the reason the 49ers didn't, you know, kind of push the envelope and have him, you know, experience the surgery earlier in the offseason is because the expectation was that it could heal on its own. And if they had decided to have the surgery, say in February or March or whenever, you know, you're not giving it the full time to recover on its own, but also you're probably going to miss the season anyway. So I think that they made a calculated attempt to you know, hope, I guess, that that thing would heal on its own like it often does. And once it didn't, or it hasn't, now it's time for the 49ers and Ricky Pearsall to decide what they want to do. I think it's, you know, reasonable, rational, logical for the 49ers to not expect Ricky Pearsall to make any contribution in 2026.
Pearsall is seeking multiple opinions on that knee, which probably means he hasn't gotten one that he likes so far. Then again, the Niners clearly have not been able to get this thing under control in multiple months, so perhaps you should go far and wide looking for some help, because clearly the Niners guys don't know how to fix it. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
It's just a little airborne. It's still good. It's still good.
It's good.
I know.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.
Are you ready, kids? The SpongeBob SquarePants merchandise is here. And we're talking officially licensed, as seen on apparel and products at the official Paramount shop. Featuring inclusive sizing and gear for fans of all ages. From premium apparel to must-have accessories, head to ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob and use code PODCAST20 to get 20% off. That's PODCAST20 at ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob. Don't be a Squidward. Grab your gear today.